property taxes are considered a relatively stable, easy-to-collect tax. And in many states, government officials conduct regular property assessments, which help calculate accurate tax bills without much to do. Not so in Pennsylvania. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov looks at why property reassessments are a big deal in the Keystone State.
In 2009, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court required Allegheny County to reassess all property. In 2012, as the new property values rolled out, politics reared its head.
And we do begin with breaking news tonight at 6 o'clock. Allegheny County's new chief executive says he is throwing out the new property reassessments, the same assessments ordered by a judge.
County executive Rich Fitzgerald refused to enforce the mandated reassessment. In Somerset County, an attempt to reassess coal reserves has met staunch opposition because county officials fear it could lead to the loss of what coal jobs remain. Even Philadelphia, which recently concluded a major voluntary reassessment, had to manage considerable outcry.
The analogy I like to use is kind of like setting a broken leg.
That's Kevin Gillen, an economist with the Fells Institute of Government at University of Pennsylvania.
It was painful to do because of this, such a severe dislocation of the property tax burden across the city's different neighborhoods. But ultimately, in the long run, it made us much better off.
So why the drama? Excluding Philadelphia, most Pennsylvania municipalities rely on property taxes as the main source of revenue for government and school districts. Despite this, officials say the Commonwealth's property reassessment law is not user-friendly. Pennsylvania's uniformity clause mandates all properties, commercial and residential, be taxed the same rate. At least 21 states do not do this, and Gillen says the Commonwealth's insistence on it impedes economic development. Ira Weiss, who served as lead counsel in the Allegheny County case, names another issue.
Pennsylvania does not have a mandatory reassessment provision or adjustment provision to account for market changes.
Delaware and New Jersey also don't. The Council on State Taxation gave Pennsylvania a grade of F in standardized procedures in its property tax administration practices. So while neighboring states like Ohio and Maryland regularly reassess all properties in the state, the dates for the most recent mass reassessments in Pennsylvania counties span decades.
Consequently, there's simply no relationship between market value and assessment at that point. And it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem because it drives up local taxes. It creates tremendous lack of uniformity.
In other words, the longer a county goes without reassessment, the less accurate people's tax bills. And why does accuracy matter?
Essentially, it's a question of fairness.
That's Larry Eichel, who runs the Philadelphia Research Initiative at Pew Charitable Trusts.
Fairness is sort of inherently a good thing, but it's also a good thing if you want people to pay the tax and to respect the government.
Basically, without reassessments, it's possible for poorer, over-assessed neighborhood residents to overpay and under-assessed property owners in wealthier neighborhoods to underpay. And without rules requiring regular reassessments, that can go on for decades.
In the absence of the rules, there is a tendency not to do it, because, it's going to upset somebody.
Somebody like your local elected officials. Okay, remember Fitzgerald refusing to enforce reassessed values? Politically, that made sense. For one, reassessments are incredibly expensive. Allegheny County's latest reassessment cost about $13 million, and its previous one about double that. Many counties can't recover that cost, even if they allow property tax revenues to go up. Then, some constituents see their property tax bills rise. And in other parts of Allegheny County, the new reassessment brought bad news of a different kind.
This is the portion of the U.S. Steel plant that is in the borough of Braddock.
That's Tina Doucet, Braddock Borough Council President. She's standing by the hulking Edgar Thompson plant, which historically was the reason Braddock even existed. The reassessment dealt a blow to a town already struggling to adjust to life after steel.
U.S. Steel, before the reassessment, constituted about 10% of our annual budget, and now that's down to 2%. It's a big, big decrease.
Fearing such losses, counties can just choose to not reassess until forced by the courts. But if counties reassessed more regularly, it's possible the revenue loss would have been more gradual and officials could have planned better. The solution? Gill and The Economist wants to see more flexibility with the uniformity clause. Weiss, the lawyer, says he wants to see another kind of uniformity.
I think that what should be done legislatively is this should become a state function. The revaluation process should be taken out of local county politics and done at the state level.
That would be a big change for Pennsylvania. But Fitzgerald, who risked jail time when he refused to accept new property values, says it's worth considering.
It's upsetting to people. It's not done in a fair and orderly way. It's done kind of arbitrarily.
So far, the legislature isn't biting. That could be because the state doesn't get to keep any of the property tax money, leaving little incentive to pass a major overhaul. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.